Welcome to Dirty Puppet Podcast. My name is Joe Amel. So the sole idea of the podcast is basically to share my wealth of experience, share my opinion, give commentary on some of the things that interest me, particularly pop culture, music, hip-hop. Before we jump into it, of course, my first episode has to be some sort of introduction. So my name is Joe Ame. I'm a culture writer. I've been podcasting for a while. I've been writing for a while. I actually started off as a blogger, Dirty Hip-Hop Head blog. Really kind of amazing stuff for that. Quite a lot of amazing stuff. You know, I remember having my first interview with one of the thoroughbreds there, but it was really thoroughbreds. Your bless. Then I moved on, you know, I met Casey along the line, you know. If you know me, you definitely know Casey. As we go on, you get to know me, I definitely catch Casey on the show. I met Casey, introduced me to Kevin Luciano Gabriel, you know, started working for Question Mark Entertainment right after. Did some pretty amazing stuff. I was digital media manager, I was doing PR, I was doing communications. I was at some point I did A&R. At some point I actually was a label manager. While Kevin was going around the world, you know, so on and grand to make things to have things running smoothly. I guess that's managing the label, yeah. For Question Mark, met Mr. Tajitin Adegbeti, I met Tokumbo David. I got a job because I did a media associates, owners and operators of Sound City, Tribe, on TV, a bunch of other brands. Then I was an online editor. Then I moved on. I think my first job was actually right after online editing was TV production. I was producing the WhatsApp. It was a news daily news show. Did some pretty amazing stuff with it. You should go online, you know, go on YouTube, search Cell City WhatsApp. These are really great interviews for the show. And then I moved on. You know, I got a job as head of digital for the entire group. You know, began to manage digital, a small team of people. We were managing digital for the entire CMA group. And I've been at it till now. You know, along the process, I did quite a number of stuff. You know, tried to start businesses, failed, tried again, failed quite a number. You know, tried to start a news and video startup called Area Father with some backing investment, you know. That didn't go too well, you know. I made very serious enemies, you know. No, wish that was not different, but well, we all learn, you know. I just watch, really. Just watch the scene, really. And keep up with things that interest me, basically. From music to rap, I'm crazy about music, you know, very, very crazy about music. Like, music was very essential. Music was, you know, it's cliche, you know, they say music saves you, but practically did for me, you know. A quick backstory, so parents, myself, my sisters, my parents, we all used to live in Lagos. I was a civil servant, you know, worked at Nitel. And then we just woke up one day, dad had lost his job, you know. Around the time, presentation was huge. And then dad had begun to make plans, you know, to leave the city, to leave Lagos, you know. And then I was right at my university, I was around 200 level. So dad left. At some point, we left the city, back to the village, you know, things were cheaper, you know, life, cost of living was the minimum, you know. So I was shuffling school at Benue State then, and then it was a drag, you know. It was literally killing my vibes, you know. It was a bad point in my life. So I spoke to my mom, you know, my mom, I'm tired, don't tire, I'm tired for this now, I believe you. So I won't go to Lagos, you know. Might not kick against it, of course, you know. Fathers always kicking against stuff like that. Who are you going to stay with? You want to go be a mom rumba in Lagos? What are you going to do in Lagos? How do you want to survive, you know? This is my mother, man. I know a couple of people. At that point, I started blogging, you know, so I met Casey and a bunch of other stuff. So I can remember my mom gave me 4,500, you know. Transport about them was really cheap, it was 2,000 something. So I left, packed the bag. I left my parents with 4,500. Still with my, you know, came to Mangoro, Yanopaja, right? Mangoro Yanopaja, you know, still my cousins for a bit, but I was, you know, around. That point was literally the lowest point of my life, you know. But looking back, I did some amazing stuff, man, you know. But it was really very low for me because I wasn't handling money. I wasn't making money, you know. What kind of question mark were building, you know? Then we had a question mark mag, you know, myself, Kelvin, Casey were trying to build. Did some amazing stuff with question mark mag, you know. Axe those and those. Axe OAP2s. What is question mark mag? Kidding, man. But music was the escape. I couldn't do it, you know. I wasn't smoking, at least not then. I wasn't drinking, nothing, you know. So it was always me, my phone, and my headphones, you know. It was very, 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 very important. Music played a lot of period, you know. From managing the blog question mark, I was going to press conferences, you know, I was doing digital PR for artists then, you know, we started digital PR then, if you want to brag, you know, did quite a lot of stuff for a number of people back then, quite a lot of stuff for a number of people back then. So that's what I was feeling off, man. I could take this job, you know, I get 10K, just, you know, write a press release for a song, talk to a few bloggers I knew then, reach out to DM, Twitter, reach out by Twitter DMs and the rest, you know, reach out by Facebook chat. No, Facebook chat was the biggest thing then, you know, and send music around the blogs, you know, it became like a sort of a job. If you wanted this guy, so a song all over the internet, Drew was the guy to come before, you know, wow, before a bunch of people put businesses, proper businesses on top of it. Yeah, so music was sort of what I needed to do, you know. It was so music is special to me. Like, I don't listen to music like any other person. I really don't listen to music like every other person. There are things that, you know, you play a song, there are things that I hear that I think a lot of people don't hear, you know. So it was key for me, you know. And then I got into rap, you know. Music, all of it. Yeah, sorry about that. You know, so music is key for me, you know. So it's going to reflect in this podcast. Basically, we're going to be talking a lot about rap, a lot about music, a lot about Afrobeat, a lot of alternative music, you know, things that interest me, you know. And I'm praying I get feedback, you know. Let's have Q&A sessions, let's banter, let's suggest topic, I guess. Yes. A couple of days back, I put out a tweet, question to rappers. Do you realize none of the alt guys, the alternative guys, actually have nationwide hit, you know? And they are moving. Okay, basically, my point was, these dudes don't necessarily have the biggest pop songs, But to understand an industry that needs coordination, that needs structure, that needs some things to happen. Rap has been going for a pretty long time in Nigeria, and we don't have one proper rap fest, you know. Luskin did some pretty stuff, great stuff with Wax Lyrica. But up to the present, we have been unable to build on that. It's a shame, man. We, myself included. But then you respect the rapper who's going to make a buck of your proceeds from rap music to take it, you know, a bit more serious than I would. But then, I really think Bola Skinner's rap is entitlement, ego, and too many smart pants, you know, trying to, you know, put on the pants. There are too many intelligent people. We really need to take the pain, rappers, man. We need to stop being smart on social media and take the pain. And stop looking for convenience. And stop looking for excuses, making pretext for everything. It's time to begin to make business moves, you know. You don't even need to have money in your pocket, right, to make business moves. You just need to be disciplined, to do something. You need to understand that you need to do some things. Play some games to get some results that you want. Rappers, we need to do better than the old guys, man. We need to go all out. We need to begin to look for a rap-only radio show. We need to do rap-only events, man. We need to get rappers into pop-up shows, man. We need to get into cheap fashion. Cheap, basic cheap fashion. You know, we need to get into merchandising properly, you know. We need to have seats down with the corporate guys. See, I can put 20,000 people, you know. Me and my guys can put 20,000 people. Can put some money down, you know. Go to the media houses. Have meetings with people that matter. Talk how you both can bake bread, you know. Come and be begging me always. These businesses need to run. Don't let your handlers fool you telling you crap. You have to pay the handler, you know. The handler takes a percentage of your income. Think that way, man. That is the only way we are going to be the basis of this genre, this music, that a new crop of rappers will eat from. Really, I'm going to say what, you know, forefathers did the best, but come on, they could have done better. It would be terrible for us to make that same mistake, man. You know, I don't know what else to say. But then we need to begin to understand that. We think there's a problem now, but let's wait and see. You know, we need to begin to take the pain, you know. Take the 2 hours drive every day, you know. To something that maybe doesn't put money in your pocket right now, you know. But you know, when you constantly keep doing this, you know, someone is going to eat from it, you know. Basically, we need to do more. We need to lose the entitlement. Nobody owes you, Jack. Yes, it's the job of the media, you know, to keep an eye out on whatever is popular, whatever matters. But come on, man, if the media is not doing it, you have to help the media do it, man. You can't be sitting around, you know, sit on your social media and be making some brilliant points, making brilliant comments. But then in real life, you're just sitting somewhere, you're smoking weed, or you're a drunkard somewhere like myself, you know. Rappers of today. The rappers of the future need you to act now. Rap needs to get back on radio. Rappers need to begin to perform. Some of the rappers need to begin to make, you know, a kind of music that would appeal, you know, to the local audience, you know. Rappers need to sell to yourself, to rap to the subconscious first, you know. So rap is not a foreign thing, and then we'll take it from there, man. Well, what can I say? I've said my piece. Let me not keep rehashing what I've said already. I'm going to wrap this, you know. This is the intro episode of my podcast. Please let me know what you feel. Drop a comment, you know. Like this episode. Drop a comment. Let me know what you feel.